Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today our show is on releasing stuck emotions with the voice, but actually it's more about how to work with emotions to raise consciousness in yourself, or to how to work with emotions as we ascend and go to higher levels of consciousness. So our intention is that all of us resolve all of our emotions and get to a place where we are living in love and light all the time. So before we get started, let me tell you about things happening at the Sound Healing Institute. We've got our semester just began at the Institute, the 3.5 month certificate program. And you could still jump in. We actually have one person that's doing some makeup classes, so you could still actually start this semester if you want. And it's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends, 6:30 to 9:30. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got about a dozen instructors, so you get a wide perspective on all the instruments, including the voice, tuning forks, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, a full range of instruments. And you also get to play with all of our instruments that we have in our store whenever we do treatments on each other. We also, that's the first semester of the associate degree program. So you could continue into the associate degree after this semester. And so the associate degree starts, second semester starts in January. We also have the full program online with live instructors. The next start time is September 26, which would be this Tuesday. Or you can start, I think October 5th is the next start time after that. It's ongoing enrollment, so you can start about every 2 weeks. And that's, we have both the certificate and associate degree online as well, with live instructors Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and then on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Or if you can't make it with live classes, you can always watch the videos, and we can do a check-in and answer questions there. And it works really well online. Oh, my God, we did the Releasing Stuck Emotions class this morning online, and it was profound. I mean, we were doing some really deep work with releasing deep emotions with our voice today. So we also have our audio recording program, which just started, and you could jump into that as well. We've got it at the Institute and online, or partially at the Institute and fully online. And it's about how to use Pro Tools or any audio workstation to really light people up like firecrackers, right? Oh my God, to really affect people in a deeper way, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Also to how to record, how to mix, and how to produce others' music or your own music. We also teach a bit on keyboards and music theory as well in the program. And it's really, really effective if you want to learn how to use a digital audio workstation, or if you already know how to use it and you want to take it to the next level. I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and also in sound healing, so you get a really unique perspective in the course. And both of those classes are online at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can give me a call at 415-777-2486. Or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have a couple of events coming up. October 22nd is our next open house. That's Sunday from 1 to 6. And it's really a great time if you can make it here in San Francisco. It's all about how sound affects us, again, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of heart-opening meditations and put everybody on the sound table, and you can play with all the bowls and toys we have in the Sound Healing store. We also have sound lounges and sound tables that vibrate you into bliss. Oh my God, it's the most profound thing in the field of sound healing, the most effective. So that's Sunday, October 22nd from 1 to 6. We also have a kind of like a play coming up on October 7th. It's called Spark Story, and it's From Holy Mess to Big Yes, a playful evening of story, song, sound, energy to ignite your heart's true desire. We've got a 6:30 to 8 is an interactive performance with vocal looping, and 8 to 9:30 is a sound play workshop. It's with Christine Castagliano, and she offers stories, songs, and practical skills for heart-led explorers. It's a lot of fun. The feedback has been really good on her events, and it's just a crack up as well, apparently. So that's Sunday or Saturday, October 7th, from 6:30 to 8 and 8 to 9:30. It's $20 for the first half, $20 for the second half. So hope you can join us on that. We also have a full range of treatments we do at the Institute in our therapy center, and a lot of them we do online as well. We have our most popular treatment is to find your home note, that note of you, where you are in coherence, where you are in balance, where you are at home, where you are at peace, centered and grounded. And it's well known that when you're at peace, centered and grounded, your immune system flourishes. So this is good for a lot of issues. It's also really good especially for anxiety and panic attacks and things like that. And if you're really fragile, it's really helpful to be able to find it. We just had a woman that we did an assessment for this week that couldn't even get out of bed. And it was really easy to tell what her note was, because when you're really sensitive, it's really obvious. So we do that at the Institute. We do it online. You have to have Skype and a webcam, so we can look at you and play each of the 12 notes and find your note. We also do voice analysis, where we find what notes are missing in your system, and then we give you a CD in that key. We also do tuning fork treatments at the Institute. We do voice healing. We do massage at the Institute on the sound table. Full range of treatments you can find at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our store, which is, we've got a couple of hundred different instruments in the store. And we're about to launch a new website, should be up this week. So we've got a lot of new stuff online that will be up this week as well. And we've got sound tables, sound lounges, got plenty of crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, all types of like melodic instruments, like the Freenote xylophone. We've got the crystal harp. We've got a lot of technologies that can help you, like the Portico, or the iCube, which is a quantum device that resonates scalar wave fields with love and oneness. I mean, all types of really trippy stuff to play with. And you can find it all at Sound Healing or soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. And then we've also got the Research Foundation at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, where you can find treatment plans, you can find research, clinical research on sound healing, and also find practitioners as well, and or sign up to be a practitioner for people to find you. So that's at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. We're also doing our project with the Montessori School, where we've created a sound healing curriculum for ages 3 months all the way up to 18 years. It's being implemented now. And then we're going to be setting up an association to take our sound healing curriculum into public and private schools. Actually, it's not just sound healing. It's more sound, it's music theory, and it's also geometry. But the music theory is really about understanding the universe based on the components of music. And the geometry part is understanding basically how God put it all together and understanding how to use geometry as a way of reconnecting to nature and for just for reconnecting to your own archetypal patterns that are within you that we find in nature. So again, you can contact me if you're interested in anything at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me at 415-777-2486. Okay. So today we're talking about working with emotions and higher consciousness based on emotions. Emotions are really, sound works really well with emotions. That's the way I can say it. Because emotions are easily represented or associated with sounds and music. And often we talk about emotions as getting stuck versus flowing, kind of like a broken record, right? So if you have a stuck emotion, it's kind of like it gets stuck. Instead of resolving to the home note where you're at rest, it gets stuck. And commonly, it gets stuck over an entire lifetime. Spirit, being the beautiful thing it is, says, oh, you haven't resolved to the home note where you're at peace again? Let us give you many more situations to help resolve this stuck emotion. We'll give you many opportunities to resolve it over and over. We love you, right? But often it's over a lifetime. And when the energy is stuck, it resonates that stuckness through your system, which causes illnesses and all types of things. Once you finally resolve the emotion and get to a place of resolve and peace and stillness, you don't think about it anymore. But emotions are also easily represented or associated with sounds, sound timbres, sound tonalities. There's two types of sounds that we associate with emotions. One is chaotic, grating, staticky, quite annoying. It's like, I call them the negative, so-called negative emotions. And those are like fear, ah! Anger, anxiety, could even be depression, or one of the worst of all, powerlessness. Can imagine my mouth open, trying to make a sound. Ah. all of those sound and vibrations associated with the sound, well, even those emotions are those vibrations. They're chaotic. They're not stable. They're not coherent. All of those sound, they break your system down. In fact, they're killing us. They're seriously killing us. There's many people that say emotions, stuck emotions, or these negative emotions are, some people say 50%, some say 100% cause of all disease. If there weren't any emotional openings, all of the toxins from pollution and from our food wouldn't even bother us. It's 100% emotional. If that's the case, then if we can release stuck emotions and overcome emotions with our consciousness, then we may never die. It could be the biggest change in humanity ever. No more disease. This is why they say, I think, they say the Palladians lived 3,500 years. Right? No stuck emotions, no negative emotions. Now, it's tricky though, because on one hand, emotions, these negative emotions, so to speak, are killing us. Especially if you hold them in your system more than a short time. It's okay to have emotions. And as long as you don't keep them going, right? I mean, it's natural for us to get upset or angry if somebody hurts us. It's natural for us to have fear if something frightens us. These emotions are good. They're good. They tell us what to stay away from, right? But if you keep running them, that's when they kill you. Now, it's interesting is how long, I mean, everybody says, you know, it's okay to have emotions, but just don't keep them going. How long should you have them? What's the length? Is it a couple of days? Week, couple of hours, 5 minutes, 1 minute. You know, if you get someone shocks you and you get angry or you get going to fear, how long before you let it go? Some people might take a half hour before they settle, their emotional body settles down. Other people, I think the more conscious you are, the shorter time that emotion needs to stay in your system. And in fact, when you get really conscious, you can nip it in the bud. Now, you got to be careful because the worst emotions of all is resistance to emotions. Right? It sounds like this. No! No! Stop! That one's not good for you either. Resistance to emotions will kill you too. Right? So you don't want to resist them. You want to let them be, but you don't want to hang out in them. as Patricia Cota Robles and many other beings say, we are not meant to be suffering. We are meant to be in bliss, in love, in light. We are not meant to not feel good. Abraham Hicks even says that. We're not meant to feel bad. So the trick is to shorten the time. Now, if you're not feeling anything, this is Raising Consciousness 101 with emotions. If you're not, step one, you have to feel. There's a lot of people out there not feeling anything. Could be from trauma, or it could be they're so engulfed in business or making a living or actually just surviving. Often I think the people that are just surviving are actually feeling more, though, that they're not feeling anything. So you got to feel. I mean, if you're not feeling anything, it's like you're already dead anyway. That's step one. Step two is based on Alice Bailey's initiations, is that you need to get off the roller coaster of emotions. It's really as simple as going from one to two. Instead of you are the emotion and you're on that roller coaster of emotions, it's instead you are a point of awareness watching that emotion. So you're not on the roller coaster, you are a point of stillness, because that point of awareness that is the witness that watches everything you go through is completely still and at peace. It has no emotions. The witness or point of consciousness has no emotions. It's just watching, just taking note. And it's still. Could also say you are a perfect, still, whole soul frequency. Just watching the emotions go by, not denying them, not ignoring them, but you are not on that roller coaster. You are a peaceful soul. Or you are unconditional universal love, watching the emotion cruise on by, cruise on through, and you are at peace. So when you associate yourself, when you identify yourself as one of those three things, you are perfectly still. You could even identify with your body if you want to go that low, where your body is just 70 trillion cells humming peacefully. Even if you're sick, there's probably 60 trillion still. But really, when you go to any of these, your soul note or your point of awareness, just like Adi Ashanti or Eckhart Tolle, just present. Or you just say, I am universal love, and feel it and watch the emotion. And then it will dissipate. You're not in it. You're not running that right? Roller coaster of emotion. You're doing watching it, but you are a stable, consistent, peaceful vibration. That's who we are. Not only stable, I mean, goodness, our soul is connected to source energy, which is all frequencies in the universe, which is the most stable vibration ever. And it's full of intelligence and light. So that's the first initiation by Alice Bailey, is getting off the roller coaster and just watching them, right? You are not your emotional body. And a large part of it is real. And this has been my journey also, is really becoming less attached to emotions. A lot of people go, oh, at least I'm feeling, even though I feel bad, at least I'm feeling. I didn't used to feel. At least I'm feeling. And so I'm going to stay in this funk. I'm going to stay in this depression. I'm going to stay in this grief because at least I'm feeling something. And we get attached to our emotions. At least I'm feeling something, right? Well, it's a good thing to feel something, but you can go to the next level pretty quickly. And that is to start working on realizing you are not your emotions. And this is one thing that's really interesting. You know, there's that movie Inside Out, where there's this little girl and all the emotions are the animated characters in her head, right? And she has this memory of her childhood where she was really happy and joyful back in the Midwest where she used to live. And now she's in San Francisco and it sucks. And now she paints that memory of her childhood blue. So now that memory is a bad memory of the joy of her childhood because she doesn't have it anymore. It's like, it's exactly like what a lot of people go through in relationship breakups. It was incredible. And now it sucks because I don't have it anymore. Which one are you going to choose? You can choose one or the other emotion to feel based on this situation. You can choose to feel sucky, right? That sucks. God damn it. Oh, we could go into grief. There's all, you know, full range of things. Anger. Or you can choose to be grateful for what you had. There's a lot of people that never have such joy. It's your choice. You can, and we can commonly choose what emotion we want to have. So it really means that we are totally in control of our emotions. They are not just wafting through us, right? You totally get to choose what you want to dive into. It's interesting because when you realize you've got that choice, sometimes the emotion is still running rampant through the cells and muscles of your body. It's like it gets stored, right? The emotion gets stored in your body. In fact, we can often see an emotion not only in people's facial expressions where it's been embedded for years and how it's shaped their face, but also their posture, their whole physical body, you can really see exactly how it gets embedded in the, right? You know what I'm talking about. You can see it when people are really clear, where they're not holding emotions and they're really present and very healthy. So it's really, when you come down to it, it's a choice. And this is the second initiation from Alice Bailey. And that is to move from just watching your emotions to being in control of them with the mental body. And now we're not talking about just going into your mind and intellect. We're talking about the mental body connected to source. So what that might mean is, so you have a situation where it upsets you, or even you get angry. Well, you can use your mental body and say, okay, let's change this into compassion. Why might they be doing what they're doing? Well, entrainment into the greed and selfishness and fear and anxiety that's been on our planet for thousands of years. It's not their fault. It's nobody's fault. And it's so easy to run compassion. It's also DNA programming. It's not our fault. We're entrained into this consciousness that is so emotionally distraught on this planet. So much suffering. There's a really cool thing, though, I have to say. You know, there's Corey Good, who is being interviewed by David Wilcock on Gaia, and he says he was in the secret space program. And he says there's, you know, 30 groups of aliens that have been programming humanity, humans. They're programming their emotional DNA or their DNA since for 100 million years. It's been this experiment, you know. And this is what's interesting. He says that humans actually have more emotional capacity than any other beings in the universe. And many aliens are actually envious of our emotional capacity. It's really detailed. And that allows us, because it's so detailed, it makes it so we can get really depressed, really in fear, really anxious. You know, we can be completely overwhelmed by these negative emotions. But because it's so detailed, we can also feel unbelievable bliss, unbelievable joy, unbelievable love, unbelievable wonderful feelings. So it's really cool to think, okay, if we weren't able to go really down, we wouldn't be able to go really high like we can. It gives us a little more gratitude for these so-called negative emotions. So the trick is, again, to be able to transmute emotions, nip them in the bud with the mental body before they get in. Now, you got to be careful here, because if you start bypassing emotions, you can be in trouble. There's a subtle difference between bypassing and transmuting emotions. Bypassing is like just ignoring a situation that needs to be resolved. Transmuting is taking that energy and transforming it into a higher energy that helps resolve it. Right? So it's like, I know this rabbi that I've worked with for many years, and he never gets angry. And he is not a stuffer. He is not a stuffer. And I thought, what the hell is he doing? Well, he's nipping it in the bud with compassion. They know not what they're doing. He's just very conscious with his mental body to nip it in the bud before it gets in as a negative emotion. Not bypassing it, transmuting it. There's also people that just live in compassion, live in love and light. It's like they don't even have to do anything. Right? Because it's all, they're just running love through the whole thing anyway. This is the next stage. And it's the third initiation that Alice Bailey talks about, where you drop the emotional body. Whoa. Drop the emotional body and go into, you don't just drop it though, you reside in love and light. You reside in the higher emotions. Now maybe you're running the roller coaster of gratitude, compassion, joy, love, gratitude, compassion, bliss, oneness, right? Often think of it in a more simple way as bliss. Come back and do gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then bliss. And back to gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That seems the way to go. So now you're not running ever any anger, anxiety, fear, frustration, anything that is ever. You've dropped that lower emotional body. Alice Bailey said when Christ went on the cross, that was the third initiation, leaving the 3D world behind, leaving family, leaving people behind, but going into a place where you are even more connected to humanity in the spirit level. It's interesting because in that respect, dropping the emotional body so you're not running these emotions, which is almost the same as step one, where you are not feeling anything. But it's not. It's completely different, right? Because you are feeling something now. You're feeling bliss. The rabbi who's like a master who teaches in our second and third semester of the Kabbalah the way, he said that technically you're not dropping the emotional body. You're just running higher emotions. Because the emotional body is part of us, right? So you're just feeling bliss. You're just feeling gratitude. You're feeling bliss, gratitude, bliss, right? So that's where we're headed, is to really be in these higher emotions that completely heal your whole body because they are consistent tones. It's like the bliss is like a vowel of wee, or love, or compassion, or gratitude, all of the higher emotions are associated with and represented by vowels. Nobody ever goes, oh, I'm going to make the sound of love now. Ah! Right? They're always vowels. And the vowels are the consistent tones that bring stability to every cell, every organ, every muscle, every part of the body, as opposed to the chaotic ones of fear, anxiety, anger, all the chaotic vibrations. It's more like, and that's the type of vibration of your soul. I knew. Oh. Stable vibration is the definition of peace. And it completely makes your immune system flourish big time. It is also a portal to creativity and to other dimensions where we're one with the universe. These higher emotions are running stable, consistent, coherent vibrations. And that's the whole deal. The whole deal. Because that's where we're at peace. I got a song I want to play at this point. We can run that higher energy. This one is Emotional Stress Relief, or ESR. And it's about releasing those emotions and moving into these higher vibrations, which you'll hear in the song. That was a complete intention. There's also quantum energy fields for releasing these stress and going to these higher vibrations. So feel this energy of bliss as we go and listen to ESR. Thank you. if we get an emotion in, though, and it's embedded in our system, there's quite a few ways to work with the voice. And we've done these techniques in other shows. One is you can make the sound of the emotion with the intention of transforming it, the intention of releasing it. You can also make the sound of the emotion and slowly transform it into a beautiful sound. So it might be, you do it much slower, though, so that your subconscious believes that you've actually transformed it. Or you can make the sound of the part of the body that's holding that emotion. Here's the sound in my neck, or in my stomach sometimes when I get an emotion affecting my digestion. Right? Or you could have a higher being, an ascended master, or an archangel, or a positive alien, like the Hathors, or even Source itself come through and make the sound through your voice to release the emotion perfectly. So maybe it's like Kuan Yin. Or Archangel Michael. Or Gabriel. Christ energy. Or Mother Mary. Or Spirit, God, or Source itself. The sound of your soul. Oh, hey, you. Or do the sound of gratitude. You. Or compassion. You. Or love. Do the sound of nature. Or the sound of animals sometimes help. Caw, caw. Roar. have some deer that I talked to in my yard. Once I was really, right when I moved in to this house out here in the national park, I was upset because the movers were late. And so I'm on my cell phone out in the yard going, God damn it, where the hell are you, right? And this young deer, I turn around and this young deer is like 15 feet away from me. And she looks at me and goes, boo, boo. I swear to Buddha, she goes, boo, boo. And I'm like still on the phone going, where are you? And she comes walking closer to me, 10 feet from me, and keeps going, boo, boo. And I just lost it. She was helping me release that emotion. And so now we have, I have deer in the yard all the time. And I was just walking back like a couple hours ago. And every time I see them, I go, mm, mm. And they don't run. I can walk right by them like 5-10 feet right next to them. And they just look up and go, oh, there's Dave. He's released his emotions. And I'll just go, and they just keep eating the grass. So nature sounds can be helpful. But one of the best and the most effective and the highest is joy. Maybe bliss is a little higher, I don't know. But think about the last time you were in a state of complete joy. Go back there now and listen for the sound that matches that feeling and make it out loud. So hold this energy of joy and bliss. Go back to gratitude whenever you like. And then go back to joy and bliss. Hold those energies, at least through the evening. Over the whole weekend, in case the world ends today, through the week, joyful and blissful for months and years. Imagine lifetimes. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.